Unit 10. Exercise 1.
Tonight on the show, we're talking about exam stress. We have with us in the studio Dr. Pressman, a researcher in education, who's going to be offering some suggestions as to how we can avoid exam stress.
Good evening. Let me start by saying that stress is actually a natural reaction to what we experience in our daily lives, and normally our bodies cope with it quite well. Having said that, there are occasions when it all gets too much, and this can lead to mental and physical health problems.
What problems does it cause?
I tell people that the brain is like a muscle. Too much exercise and it will react. If you're studying for important exams, it's like you're running a mental marathon. Your brain gets exhausted and tries to get you to slow down and take it easy. In this case, with stress and anxiety. Now, obviously, those are mental problems, but the brain controls the body, and that means physical symptoms too.
Such as?
Well, symptoms can range from trouble sleeping, having no energy, and feeling depressed, to more serious ailments like rapid heartbeats, chest pains, and stomach upsets. Students may also find that they suffer from more colds and the flu than they are used to.
So, what can students do to reduce all the worry?
The first thing to realize is that students cannot just stop themselves feeling stressed. However, they can begin to control their body's reactions. Physically, they need to take care of themselves, get plenty of sleep, make sure they exercise regularly, and eat good food.
And what about mentally?
Well, mentally, have a go at relaxation techniques, get away from social media and screens, and take a walk in the fresh air. To be honest, the best thing that students can do is talk about how they feel to other people. They can tell friends, family, faculty members, or make an appointment to see their doctor.
That seems like good advice for everyone.
It is. Stress is not just something teenagers at college and university face. It is something we all have to face many times in our lives. Learning how to deal with these problems at an early age will prove valuable in later years.
Okay, after the break, we're going to take calls from some students suffering from exam stress. But first, here are a few messages from our sponsors.